Before we get started, there, one of our members from the state, she's a senator of the Garrison O'Neill, and she sent me a series of photographs that had come to the possession of an elderly animal group. She's not sure whether they're Garrison O'Neill. So if anybody can help her out, I'll pass this around, if you know who they are, please make sure you come later. She thinks that the person that was reporting to get. So if anybody has, if you can send to the Garrison O'Neill to help with that. Anyway, the reason that we're having this program tonight on Navin, we actually tried to do this a couple of years ago and didn't have very good response. So we thought that instead of doing it after a couple of years ago, which is just for the public that was having a meeting about Navin, that we would specifically invite some people. And we have a number of special guests tonight who we specifically invited because they're long-time residents of Navin. So what we'd like to do tonight, if possible, is to try and get a picture of how the main street of Navin looks. And that the photographs were a help for an assist to that. So we'd like everybody in a minute to come up and take a look at the photograph. And then what we're going to do, is try and reconstruct the map of the village of the four corners that we can try and locate what the buildings were. Now, if you have information, if you know that a particular building was here but it was somewhere else, we need to know that as well, or if it came from somewhere else. The information we have about the Grimes building, this is exactly what we found fit. The location of the museum is expected to be a fourth location in the county. And it seems to be a tremendous history in town, the buildings being moved all over the place. So it's very helpful to us if you also tell us that you know that building is used somewhere else by someone else. So maybe the easiest thing on the piece of the table should be a map which Sid put together for us as best that he can recollect how the streets look. So once we take a look at the photograph, if we pick up and take a look at the photograph, maybe we can start talking about the map, okay? But you want to come up, have a look?
Oh, we need to help the team. Now, she says it's a lot of talk, but something that's been a I'm going to Am I
we have the fire department. Did you have any before that?
Well, the head of bike, when I got here, it was there on the road.
Oh, yes, sir.
There's a fix.
Oh, yeah.
There's a head of bike, different.
Different.
Bike and then on the road.
In the middle of the road?
And then it was the bike.
Do you remember International Harvest?
The road divided?
Well, I came out of it.
The road divided here?
It wasn't divided, but it was just, that side of the road goes that way and the north side is just straight. And I had that right in the middle of it.
So it sort of went this way?
Yeah. If we look at it from the corner, look underneath, and now that you can see the target lane, it's all ready to find them. So it's going to take the curve.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's not crazy at all. There's been a lot of trouble over that when it rebuilt that road.
Because of the
property line. Property line. There was that my property line, and I have the middle of the road, but it's today.
Oh.
And I'll be back with the reason, don't get about that.
That's why your house is supposed to go.
Well, no, that way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this was Chisholm?
Chisholm, yeah.
And then what came out of Chisholm then?
Well, the other part of it was that. I don't know who owned the first, if it was Hawks, we didn't know for a while.
Okay, and that was on the side too?
Yeah.
Mr. Chisholm had that for a while.
Yeah, Sam, he lived in there, and Jack Dabbs lived in there, and Bill Hawks, there's a lot of people living in that world.
Yeah, and Dr. Sam.
Well, yeah. No, this is her.
And it all killed, Dabbs.
Yeah? Okay. Where was this?
Yeah.
Where is this relative to the Shaw Building, where the library is?
Well, it wasn't there.
Well, I know, I know. I'm trying to get your back.
I have a picture of it, and I don't know how you can put on about a picture.
Is it? Oh, good.
It's quite a lot of your photo almost.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to think where it was, if one of these buildings came down to this place.
Well, it was east of where West Simpson is.
It's somewhere right across from where the blue building is, or the Austin is east of it.
All right, well, where is West Simpson's place on here? We haven't got to yet.
It ain't going anyway. Forget it, it wasn't there then.
Okay. Moving right along. So what was that? I don't know how you put it.
That was all on my side.
I have three children. Okay, what's after Cox then? Nothing?
Okay.
That
was Savage. Savage, right? Savage.
Oh, okay, so West Savage on the farm now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The road they go in.
And I see the vision of the drive before this, and then you have to.
Well, we did. It happened in that, remember?
But it was, that was all over the county.
Yeah, we had to get that first. Okay, now going on the south side of this road then. So, Rivington, or how long has Rivington been?
Well, Robert Dawes before Rivington.
Bickerton. Oh, okay. Okay. And where is the
next to the Allen building.
It's the
Still there.
Which house is it?
I think it's Camp the Building, but
Oh, okay. Now, is that the little white one next to the restaurant that's set down across the road? Okay. Okay.
Camp the Heritage Shop in there.
Yeah. Now, where's one with the grass or the relationship to this? You're further along.
Or further yet, yeah.
Okay. I thought it would be in relationship to the other side then, okay.
Camp the Heritage Shop.
Yeah.
And then there's a laneway in there, so there's an old barn and a table and we can get to our
This is the carriage shop.
That's the carriage shop, and that's what's next. I don't remember.
It would be beside the Gillespie, not the one.
There was a blacksmith shop there as well.
Or it would be like
It was a rough one place, not the, that's the
Well, another one down the road, it would be about me.
See, the only pictures we saw of that side of the road, at least you and Myrna have, of the grass or in the bottom. That's the only one photos of that side of the road.
Well, it wasn't much on the south side, actually.
Well,
it was the carriage shop and this sort of thing. There were quite a lot of them up at this too.
There's more than the road back.
Yeah.
There's more.
Now, was that a cheese factory or was that a freezer plant?
No.
Cheese factory first and then it was a freezer plant.
Okay.
And then the store.
We were in the telephone.
But there's a rock and roll in there for a while.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's cold.
They call it a cold net.
What is that? What is that?
I think Mrs. Brown could keep up more of the benefit of it.
That was very quiet, Herb.
You didn't hear it. The walls of my house were just going down.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know, I think there was very much like that. Now, I wasn't there, it was there very long.
Well, it's not too long, it's long enough.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what was that cheese factory?
Yeah, it was.
Now, who told them?
Herbie?
Yeah, now Herbie, tell us about your place. Who owned it first? Was it always in that new town?
I got over to the registry house. I have the deed to the property, that deed to the money or something, but nobody can tell me.
I think the giraffe was there.
The first bank that was ever in Allen was in that store, in that house.
Okay.
Daisy Bradley, but the first store in Allen was in that house.
Okay.
And who built it?
No idea.
Well, I got Kenny Allen, he was back in Allen, and he couldn't tell me, unless my mother knew about it. But I know it was built before the turn of the century, I mean.
Yeah.
So what is Sam Matthews? William Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah, William Matthews, that's it.
Yeah. He had a store there too?
Yeah.
I think he built it.
It'll slip over.
Must be.
Not really, I mean, yeah. Step off the medication. Okay, good. Okay, so this is then the garage next door?
Just back up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the first floor of the bank was that it was ever in that cheese factory.
Oh, okay.
But I remember when Elton was in trouble, it was in there, I can see it yet, it was 845, 50 on the desk.
More, but they're going around.
Well, the bank for a while.
Okay, now the garage that was, did your father build?
Yeah, 1922.
Okay, so what was there before that?
That was Robert Grasso had it.
No, he
What do you think to me?
He talked about the garage.
No, where the garage was, the first garage?
That was built in 1922.
Okay, and there was something there before?
No.
Okay. Now, where he sits?
Yeah.
Robert? That one. Okay.
And he owned the blacksmith shop right next to him.
Okay. So there were two blacksmith shops.
Oh, yeah, and the same street.
Yeah. Well, then, okay, so Pam Burton down here, there's a blacksmith shop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That guy's on the roof.
Yeah.
They can get the ribbing.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. So that, well, that's where New Haven people are living then?
No.
No, we're just part of my legislature.
Oh, okay. The one, it's up close to the road, next to the gas station. Okay. And then what was right on the corner there where Larry's is then?
Like nothing there.
Nothing. So the barn that was behind the key, who owned the barn? Over by Cabin?
No, that's all that long.
Okay.
Yeah, the property went way back.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. So the road was here then, and then the village kept going on this side?
The kids were going over there at all, that's the back here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they all those lots, the rivers go off there and went back to our road.
Okay.
They were long.
Okay.
Is
that creek over there?
Hmm?
Is that the creek over there, one on the other side?
No, just going up, up a good bit.
That's the roadway to school.
Yeah, pardon?
That's the roadway to school there.
Here? Oh, that's right, now the school. Okay.
Here, that's.
That's the house that was up 1960. Okay, yeah, there's a
school.
If you didn't see them before, there were a couple of great photographs of the old school here in Christie and Vernon.
William Wall is the next part.
Okay.
I don't know how true it is, and the property being taken off that Wall family is talking about that.
Okay, so they would sell it off?
Yes, William Wall owned all of the property.
Okay.
They owned the old man, taking money.
Yeah, that's right, and all those lots, all along that, that's how they would be taken off that side.
Okay, that's like Clark's over here.
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, because all the families along these two roads, I think, were Clark's.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. The wall?
That's all.
That's all on that side. Okay, that was where the next, you know, school was.
Well, the school is next now.
No school.
The new school is now next to that.
No, but I think there's old school was there, but that's the long place.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, the little school, you know, the one that was going to be here by Sarah Drive, it was directly across the road. Not from this one, but from where Meadowview was, it's still further out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So there weren't any other buildings along here, did it?
No.
I think it's right across from here. I heard it was next to the church, but one out by the cemetery. It was out there.
That's where my grandfather got it.
Yeah. Why did they put a school up front?
No, that wasn't the school.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry, it might have been, I'm not sure. But the church was there. It had the Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
And then because everyone now settled in the village, they decided to put the church, which is now the United Church, into the village.
Yeah. You don't have to have a photograph of that church up the other way.
No.
Yeah, but we don't know that. That's the problem. It's the same, a past time research group has been exactly the same problem.
They never put the house on a new day?
No. Just the same, there's no documented evidence, that's all I'm saying. That's the problem with trying to report the issue of a building. But there's no documented evidence other than photographic evidence. That's about the only way to see if you can,
Could you try and find out then, when has the university search removed?
Yeah, we know all that.
Anybody know that?
Sure, we have all that.
Yes, and I think that's the official proof.
Because that might, there's nothing in there that says that this building...
We were right at the end there, where there's nothing past the Walsh's farm, or...
Yeah.
That's right. Well, nothing on that side, except the farm. And then you start to go up, and then you come to the center.
You're going 20 feet down.
So, okay, that makes sense. You know, we're getting rather really far out of the...
Trying to get most of all to it.
Right. So if we knew when that search was removed, and that building was there, that would be the reason why we would take them from there without that second farm.
There was nothing, there was nothing in the...
I remember the school my grandfather bought, and on the land that was created, there was to be a school there.
Oh, yeah, but that's all it says now. It says that the land is set aside for a school, but it doesn't say it's a school built.
Yeah, but I also tried, I think it's on the census record, that was to be a school. But they didn't list. But there's the orange churches too, recorded with that down there.
I think it's the 1851 census, all there is in the census takers note that in the portion of the township there were X number of schools and X number of churches, one of them was a free church and another was something else. But they also saw
that there was to be an Anglican church where my ancestors lived at the end of the road there, and it says that there was to be an Anglican.
The only way you can really tell sometimes is if there was a mortgage applied for, then they have to apply, you know, they'll indicate there that the mortgage is being applied for before the construction of the church, for instance. But generally, it doesn't mention land registry, it does not mention buildings going up or leaving or taking down or anything else.
Well, that's already that if you're at the school then...
Well, this is why it's so important to sort of get some of the information now. Because, you know, the location of a lot of these buildings blocked in a few of the people's heads or business, and that's the only proof you have. I mean, Verna, how many years have you looked for a photograph of that widow well to search? A photograph of that, if they have that long building next to it, that might prove it. You know, that's about the only way you're going to find out for sure, because I know I've read the church history and the church record, and there's nothing that mentions another building there. How about the composting of the cemetery? I don't think there's anything. In fact, that cemetery, it was so controversial. Remember a few years ago, there was only one of the Wilson families who claimed it. Another branch of the Wilsons, and the Ralphs of Jeff, who had actually had it. And the only way we managed to sort that out was to get a copy of Jesse Wilson's will. Now, the only thing that it could be is the building was out there. It might have been built by the Wilsons, Jesse Wilson, because they must have lived out there somewhere.
Is it true that he died, Mr. Wilson, in the construction of this?
That's what the story is. I don't know how long ago it is. He was William Wilson's brother from Cumberland.
So we have some kind of a way to work on it. If we knew when he died, it was between the same and the actress for the
church. Yeah. But he wasn't buried there. Jesse's will is really interesting to me. It says that you sometimes want to take a look at it. She's a very articulate woman, and she left money for think it might have been a doctor's kid, a child who had been tested. And he was the first child baptized in that church. Do you remember that? They didn't think it was Jack.
Yeah.
Money to his child anyway, and will. But there's no, unless there's anything that, like Rivington, how long has Garrett been, has Garrett's family lived up there? The doctor was with the Wilson home originally, and Dr. Earl lived there at the time. Dr. Earl is it?
That's not my name, I live with him.
No, I'm thinking of Garrett, where Garrett was, because that was a dog. That was a dog?
Dog, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, talk to that lady. Okay. All right, coming back this way then, so this is going west. So this is Shaw, at the corner.
Where is Rivington?
Pardon?
Yep.
And I have on this that it was McKinnon's first. Anybody know anything about that?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it was McKinnon's first. Where did Olmsted live?
Well, he died from North Carolina to Williamsville.
Okay, that's right.
Because this is one that the NCV put together, and it's got McKinnon here. I don't know if anybody ever heard of McKinnon's building there. No? Okay.
Yeah, it's Mark McKinnon.
McKinnon?
He lives further down the road.
Okay, McKinnon or McGibbon?
McGibbon.
Okay.
That was Georgia, Linda Shaw's.
Okay. Along next to Shaw's, was there always a big space there before the king was in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a house there that Shaw's had built for the hired man.
Okay.
That's under the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to it?
Well, when they...
When they scared, sorry.
When they called it, they had to log off about the people that here to do with the house.
Oh, I see.
That's right. You get the house a lot, I guess you have more land. You get the house in one time.
Okay. So that was Shaw's as well then, the next
yeah.
house?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What was next to it?
Right now, the one from Boston Elk, you know, the Boston Elk,
okay, so Sid Smith?
No, yeah.
Boston Nelson?
Sid Smith, Boston Nelson.
Absolutely, Good.
Okay, the one next to that?
Tom Wall.
Wall? And then next to that was?
It was John Birdseye.
Was the bird, yeah. Okay. Then, coming this way, there was another one back in the woods for the other.
That was Dunning.
Dunning?
William Dunning.
And then there was nothing to the bridge.
No.
Yeah, that's right. So the world that way
outside.
Boucher.
Yeah.
So it started out as a Wednesday house. And haven't heard any more of it being an orange hall.
Except in my, in my tree clear book says it's a three orange hall, so I don't know.
The church then the hall.
It used to be old shed.
Now, the next to that now, who shaped up the blue shape?
Mac Majol.
Well, Mac Majol.
Now, is that the first one you said it's
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
The two normies up two in there.
Majol?
That time it's Majol.
Then the next one, is it right by the road?
And Victor.
Victorson. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And after that what?
Now the next one is Ab Wallace Abbey. That's where the Dr. Irwin
house. Oh, okay. This is the one that was the corner of Dr. Irwin's house. Do you remember that? There was a little house there first. Okay, because Wanda McLone's spot that we found, they found the little, the one corner of the house is different, the foundation is different to the rest of the house, but she wanted it there, and they didn't want to have it there first, and so it was okay, after that? Well, I guess the church again.
No, no, Mark McLone's first, and then Mark McKinnon.
Okay.
Oh, the law has to be. He was the first care, daycare that a new school was about 15.
Okay.
Yeah, Oliver Armstrong was the name.
I think that's the best.
The Jesse Dag. That's one of the fun words.
Is that from downtown?
Right?
Oliver Armstrong, the one that built that house?
Well, I don't know.
Is that Joe Armstrong's spot?
I don't think that it's a solid institution.
You said, is that Joe Armstrong's spot?
No. I guess it's fucking probably the least American. That's something like that.
Oh, okay. Then after that one?
Now the next one was
Where is the church in here?
The church was wasn't built that time.
Oh, okay, great, okay.
The one the next thing was Mrs. Wallace, way down.
Okay.
There was a lot of bush in there.
That's from the grass.
Oh, that's right, of course, yeah.
That's from the grass.
Oh, so this is Tom Black, this is Tom Black, and that's by Ricky and
stuff. Yeah, Bob Wong, yeah, Wong.
Okay. Was there anything else about this?
Yeah, Tommy's on the head, so it's good to die.
Oh, okay.
That's on the head of the
tree. You like the tree, so?
Yeah.
Big and east side.
There. Okay. We're at the creek, finally.
You want to go to hell,
yeah? Hey?
You want to go to hell, yeah?
Oh, okay, we'll go to hell, okay. So we've got the nail. Oh, I know. Okay, let's turn on the inside.
Yeah, there's not many there.
No, there was a space there. When was the nursery built?
1950.
Oh, yeah.
The rectory was built in 1950.
1950. Now there's a photograph, and one of these photographs behind the church is some barns out behind here. Who so would the barns belong to?
Church.
Yeah, in the front, like the driver's castle, they like
to have that for wrong. Yeah, a blue table there. I want a blue table in that east there. Gary's got the tennis ball.
Put a pool table up here too?
Up above there, yeah. One time, and a barber shop. And that next to it. Now there's only still one more building away down the end of that,
Right off of the gym, it's a temporary.
Okay. So, up at the top of the hill?
Yeah. Jack Dribble was doing it for a while, and Jim Young did it, both of them, not at the same time.
Dribble?
Dribble.
It's like when Mark Johnson said to the world.
Well, but it said,
yeah, it said, more of a dollar, yeah.
They were both Canadian, I don't know. Yeah, but you were young, they're both Canadian.
Okay, after the mill?
With mill?
Yep.
The one taller.
Well, it was not taller. One of the three. Okay. All right, if that was your call there, and this blue table was used to your call for a while, where is the third one?
Well, I think it's the one Bush about that. It was used before they built that.
Before they built this one.
Yeah.
You said there were three rooms,
don't you? Well, by the book, they said the first one stood west of the Anglican Church.
Yeah.
And then it said the second one, it didn't say where it was, but it said it was the one that was moved down across the road from where Meadowview is today.
So this is the second one.
And then that's the third one.
That's the third one. So the first one was west of the church. So
that one there. And then it didn't say where the second one was. Was, but it was the one it said that became the schoolhouse for the
okay.
But I think it's the same one.
Yeah.
And then this one down on the south road that they said was the third one.
Okay.
But I think it's the same one.
So there was your call torn down?
Where is that?
Okay.
I think it's after King.
You're right.
From here?
Between Burton and Abbey. That'd be between Burton and Fitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was Pruner?
And
Delbridge?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to make sure that's all that one now. Yeah, was Park Armstrong, was he a blacksmith too?
Yes, he was a blacksmith.
Okay, so that would be the first time he's on the board. Okay. Then after the Armstrong?
And that was your last stop, yeah.
Okay, and then the cemetery, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So behind Elks, behind Clark's store then going north, there were the barns there?
What about the kids?
Yeah, okay, and beyond that?
Yeah.
Where the post office is?
Yeah.
Just land. So there was nothing up here until it got on?
Oh, yeah, the rectory was up here.
Oh, that's right, okay, the rectory up here.
The one we expected, the one we wanted, the one we waited for.
Yeah. And nothing on the other side at all?
No, nothing on the other side.
You can even look on the front side, you can see. We had a little address coming there.
Well, I say we've done a pretty, I'd say that this has done a pretty remarkable job tonight. So I don't know, who's talking?
Oh, I brought that, and that's down the south road, inside, south of Jane and McWilliams Farmhouse. Now it's no longer there.
On the same side of Jane?
Yes, right up on the hill, on the south of Jane's Farmhouse. Bickerton's owned the farm, and they also originally owned that house, and then it went to Guy. And my grandparents came from England, and they lived there, and they worked for Sam Guy across the road. Half of the Kirk gave that to the brother Mervyn on his 25th wedding anniversary because it belonged to their father.
Oh, yeah.
And the wood that it's framed with came out of that old house. That was on the windowsill.
Oh,
many years later. Yeah. Yeah. Some woman from Charlesbeck.
It says not
did that.
On the picture. You don't know when?
From a snapshot. Well, yeah, from a snapshot. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's all I have for the teachings. I want to thank you all for coming here to coffee and donuts. People like to join us. And we're going to be doing this over again in January, but for Cumberland Village. They kept what I put in the newsletter. So, Pat, you're going to have to start putting the list together for Cumberland Village down there. Okay?
Okay.
So if anybody can help out with Cumberland Village, then we'll do that, and we'll eventually get back to Mars and make up for it.
Okay.